Need a safe and realistic way to get more training benefit with your gun? Look no further than Barrel Block, America's number one firearms training aid. Barrel Block easily inserts into your firearm and magazine in seconds without having to take your gun apart. Originally developed for law enforcement and military training, Barrel Block allows your firearm to mechanically operate just like it would if it had real ammo in it. That means performing reloading drills, malfunction clearances, and dry fire training can be performed safely and realistically with zero training scars. Whether at the range, at home, or teaching a class, Barrel Block makes the perfect companion for your firearms training regimen. Turn your gun into the ultimate training tool using Barrel Block. Watch the training videos online to see how simple Barrel Block is to use. Barrel Block is the answer for all of your firearms training needs. Get yours today at blocksafety.com. That's BLOKSafety.com. Use the code AAR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Man, more food or drink in studio. I got two drinks in here, and I got some ice water and still got some of the sugar-free Red Bull. Let's go there for just a second, as if we need that, right? No food, no drink in studio. Hour one, very powerful messages from Alan Gottlieb. Nobody knows what this man knows about what position we're in today. So I hope you are paying attention to that, and I hope you can break down and help us. We need the help. I don't have to tell you what you're seeing on the quote-unquote faux news, air quotes. There's no such thing as news anymore. It's all opinion journalism. It's not even journalism. It's just all opinion. And they're coming after you. That's their opinion. And perception is reality. And unfortunately, there are a lot of very stupid people out there who can't think past their emotions. That's the disease known as liberalism. That is the definition of it. The inability to think, overtaken by emotion. That's what happens when you're talking about liberalism. We've got to do something. Jimmy Kimmel is so off the hook now, he's mocking the First Lady's accent. Think about it. Think about if you had mocked anything about Michelle Obama, you racist pig, you. It's okay for them. Okay for thee, okay for me, not for thee, right? This is the liberal mindset. So it's very, very important that you engage with us. I can't, the number one group right now that is the most prominent, most important when it comes to this fight is the one that's doing the work in the courtrooms. It's the Second Amendment Foundation. It's saf.org, $150 lifetime membership, or $25, enter a gun raffle. Every bit of it helps. My gosh. And support sponsors that support programs like this. It's incredibly important. My sponsors and other show sponsors that talk about these topics. It's just absolutely vital that you engage right now. It doesn't have to cost you a fortune. It could be couch change, okay? And we've all got couch change somewhere. But join us, please. SAF.org is huge, huge right now because it's dealing in the courts within hours of that Deerfield confiscation, which we're going to talk about with AWR Hawkins. Within hours of it, Second Amendment Foundation had already filed suit. So, boy, it's you got Vermont, and we'll talk about this with AWR as well. Vermont coming after your guns. Lowest crime rate in the country. Nothing happens there. Constitutional carry state, widely known. Constitutional carry for years is widely regarded and known as Vermont-style carry. Still is in many parts. And somehow Vermont has to do something about parkland? No. Liberals and rhinos are smelling blood in the water and are exploiting a situation to push their pathetic, un-American, anti, anti-American, unconstitutional agenda. We have got to keep the courts on our sides. It's very, very important. Before we introduce our guest, you know, I learn lots of things about lots of people every day. I want you to see if you can tell me who this is. I want you to tell me.
I say, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white. It ain't real clear. Is that you there? Said, yeah, I was living. Times are tough back in 35. Me and Uncle Joe trying to survive a California.
I learn a lot about a lot of people, a lot of things about a lot of people all the time. Let's welcome A.W.R. Hawkins and see if he might know who that is. A.W.R. Hawkins, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That sounds very familiar. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, it's me messing around on guitar yesterday.
You messed around. Let me tell you something. You got a second career, brother. That was outstanding. Super fun to watch and listen to. Instagram, people can follow you where? See that stuff.
Instagram at @AWR_Breitbart.
There you go. Well, congratulations on that. We got a second clip we're going to play later on in the program, but really fun to listen to, man. Really a good pick-me-up. I appreciate that. And I know all the people who watched it did. We just got a big audience on there now. So great to have you here, A.W.R. Hawkins, as usual. Let me say this, a belated happy Easter week to you and to yours, and welcome back to Armed American Radio. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go?
That doesn't really matter. That Deerfield case is pretty good, because that is an absolute ridiculous ordinance, and I believe that Second Amendment Foundation should be able to stop it in its tracks, which would be a great win for them, and more so a great win for law-abiding Americans.
You know, you would think that that would be, as Alan Gottlieb and I talked about AWR, you would think that that would be a slam dunk case. On the surface, it appears to be. It is a complete, blatant, outright violation. I mean, outright violation of state preemption. And they are stretching a clause in that state preemption that says that gave them a 10-day window, which they've clearly missed because this is way beyond a 10-day window. But something more important that I think a lot of people aren't talking about, and I know you know about this, but Illinois has what's called a FOID card, because we're talking about confiscation here. They are talking about turn them in, or we're going to take them from you. The police will take them from you. Now, that is frightening. You get a lot of people uppity saying, Molan La Bay, come and take them, baby. Come on, I dare you to. Here's the thing. A lot of people are asking me, how are they even going to know where you're at? Tell us what a FOID card is in Illinois.
Right. A FOID card is a firearm owner's identification card. You have to get it just to buy a gun. It's not to carry a gun, simply to have a gun in your home. So, you know, it'd be pretty easy for police to figure out who has a FOID card and assume that those that have a FOID card have a firearm. So that's pretty easy to do. So, you know, there are a lot of problems here. And Alan and I, as a matter of fact, had dinner, let's see, what week was it, last week. And we talked about this. And, you know, there's some big Fourth Amendment things here that bother me, too, because a Fourth Amendment guarantees that we'll be secure in our person's house, his papers and effects. That's going to be hard to do if the police are granted the power to knock on my door, search my home, and take my guns. So it's not a Fourth Amendment issue that we're going to have problems. It's not just the state preemption law, but also the Fourth Amendment. I believe Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation have the upper hand in this particular case.
You know, they've taken, as you know, they've taken a lot of money to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on checks with Rahm Emanuel's signature on it, because they lose it every twist and turn, meaning the city of Chicago. They've got a pretty good track record. Now I'm talking about the Second Amendment Foundation, as you know, A.W.R. Hawkins, up in Chicago and in other, you know, particular, let's just stay here focused on Chicago. Right now where Deerfield is a wealthy suburb of Chicago of about 18,000 residents, upper middle class, upper scale. But this case, as I said, should be a slam dunk. Is there any fear? I don't want you to give away anything from a conversation you had. If you can't answer, you can't answer. Fair enough. But is there any fear or trepidation that you sense from anybody you've talked to about this, that this case could be lost?
No, but there's always outside chance that you get some loon like they got in Massachusetts who talks about the weight of AR-15s and the fact that AR-15s can be banned because they're capable of taking optics. I mean, you can, if you get a hold of some loon like that, and that judge hears the case in panel, in a small panel, or somehow gets to isolate himself from the other judges and make the decision, anything's possible. But if you just look at the facts, the precedent, the preemption law, the Fourth Amendment, it's hard. No one reasonable could uphold Deerfield's ordinance.
Right.
It's just the bottom line.
When we come back from this break, I want to ask you some philosophical questions about this, because I broached this subject on a number of occasions last week on my daytime show. If the city of Deerfield or the village of Deerfield, Illinois, can take it upon themselves to ban firearms, a constitutionally protected right of ours, what is to stop them from banning, your ability to read Huck Finn, because they're too stupid to understand the literary genius that Huck Finn is, and they think it's racist, so they want to take it from you. What's to stop them from saying, you know what? Leave your cars unlocked at night. We're going to make sure there's no drugs and illegal guns in them. Think about this over the break. When we come back, we'll get some answers from A.W.R. Hawkins and what he thinks about it. Back after this. All right, if you've been watching the news lately, you know that mass shootings and terror attacks can happen to anyone, anytime. It can feel like we're helpless to stop them, but that ends today. For a very limited time, you can claim the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA completely free. It's brand new, and it's completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your copy in seconds. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with all the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have. But this is only available for a few more days. And it even comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded so you can listen whenever you want. Get your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
You've seen our magnetic quick, click, and carry holster on our social media page. Now is your chance to come see it in person. Test the magnetic strength as well as the quality and durability of our leather. Plus, get a peek at the new Relic holster, the latest addition to the JM4 Tactical lineup, guaranteed to blow your mind. Change the way you carry with JM4 Tactical and start carrying comfortably today. Come see us at the Concealed Carry Expo in Booth 416 and visit us at jm4tactical.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
U.S. Gun Class trains thousands of students per month to be safe, competent, concealed carry permit holders. If you are looking to get your concealed carry permit, we can help you. If you are looking to get certified to teach concealed carry classes, we can help you. If you currently teach classes but are struggling with marketing, websites, and back office tasks, we can help you. See how U.S. Gun Class can help you at gunclass.com. That's gunclass.com.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Got an email here from Les Johnson. So glad to hear that your wife made it through with flying colors. My thoughts and prayers have been with your family. I'm looking forward to hearing her on the show next Sunday. What Les is referring to is my wife couldn't make it here today. She's got a lot of recovery going on from surgery, but we are hopeful that next weekend she will be able to be here with us and talk directly with you. She's read every one of your emails, by the way, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure to tune in hour one next week as she joins us for the first time ever. We're going to make history on Armed American Radio with this. But he says he's downloaded the PDF files of the survival guide just fine. Said he's having trouble downloading the audio files. Here's what I want you to do, Les. Right-click it if you can. Go into another browser. Don't know what browser you're using. Maybe go over to Chrome or something like that if you can. Right-click it. See if you can save the file as from there. If not, let me know. Send me another email, and I will have a direct link sent to you. If you are experiencing a problem like that as well, very few of you do, but if you do, sometimes it's a particular device, let me know, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will send you a link directly for the file, okay? What he's talking about is the USCCA Mass Shooting Survival Guide, the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide. It's a dynamite 9 chapters, and I also did the audiobook for you. Mass shootings can happen anywhere, any place. While they're very, very rare, they can happen. When they do happen, they can happen anywhere, at any time, any place. And you know, you can be ready. The information is available to you. I was actually recording this stuff 2 weeks prior to Parkland, and this stuff is so up to date that it happened over while Parkland, after Parkland happened during, that we were actually working on that. So the authors went back and updated everything. This stuff's in real time. We know how to survive a mass shooting, and it's not being a dopey liberal throwing rocks. You know, oh, comes a rock, look out. No, it doesn't work that way. We already know. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. Go get the PDF. Go get the voice. Armedandresponsible.com. You're also going to get the security checklist for your home, school, and church. Very important stuff. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. Les, thank you. Like I said, if you need some help, let me know. I appreciate the email. Thank you, brother, for your thoughts and prayers, for my wife and my family. We love you like a brother. I appreciate it. All right, AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program. I asked prior to the break, and I discussed this with listeners during the daytime show on a couple of occasions. AWR Hawkins, you know a little bit about this. What is to stop them from saying, leave your cars open at night, we're going to start searching for illegal drugs, it's in the best interest of the community, it's just to keep people safe, and if we find an illegal gun, well, we've got another gun off the street. We don't want you to read that book. You're not allowed to read Playboy or Penthouse. And we don't want you to read Huck Finn because it's racist. And it's for the betterment of this community that we do that. What's to stop? If they can mess with the Second Amendment, nothing can stop them from messing with our First or Fourth or Fifth, right? What's going on?
Right. No, you're right. Once one right is opened up for regulation, they're all open for regulation. And once we accept the premise that one right is not a natural right or not a God-given right, then none of them are. And that's why you have to fight this. And it's ludicrous. The ordinance is ridiculous from the base up, and it needs to be defeated. And that's why I say I'm hopeful that the Second Amendment Foundation will do that.
I'm right there with you. If anybody's going to do it, it's them. Let's go to this one and have some fun. Mayor Bill de Blasio's criminal justice director busted for gun possession. Wait a minute now. But he's, he's Bill de Blasio's criminal justice director. The rules don't apply to him, do they?
Well, it's a she.
She?
Yeah. The name is Reagan, so you can't tell which way it goes. But the criminal justice director is a she, and she was in the back seat of a car. They found a gun in the front of the car, but no one would fess up to who owned it. And they found the gun after hearing five shots. And when they found the gun, it had an eight-round magazine in it, but that eight-round magazine only had three rounds in it. So it could be some trouble for somebody.
Yeah, you're writing in here that surveillance video from the area in which the Infiniti, which was the car she was in, was parked, allegedly shows the muzzle flashes of five shots fired from the car. There was a shell casing also discovered in the car, indicating that a round had been fired at some point. So something's rotten in Denmark, isn't it?
Right, something's rotten. And, you know, I have no idea what's going on, who pulled the trigger or whatever. But the fact is, she's arrested, charged with, gun charges. And that's it, you know. Not just another not good mark for Bill de Blasio.
He's got a lot of those lately. Why couldn't celebrities, AWR Hawkins, use the YouTube headquarters shooting to push gun control? They have been silent on that. I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel's crying over that one.
Right. Well, that one probably didn't reach the level of tears, and it's because you'll note, look at the November 5th Texas church shooting, the October 1st Las Vegas shooting, the Parkland shooting. These involve white male shooters who used AR-15s, and that's those are all the categories that the left loves. The white part lets them play up racism, the male part, the misogyny, as you know, and then of course, the AR-15, which they want to tell us is the weapon of choice. So the YouTube shooting blew that out of the water because you had a female shooter, not a male. You had an Iranian, not a Caucasian, and you had a handgun, not an AR-15. Really not a lot you can do with this. And the closer you look at it, the worse it gets, because she complied with all gun laws, complied with background check, with gun registration, and all the other crazy laws they have in California, which already has every law that's been proposed in the wake of Parkland. They're already all in place in California. And in addition to that, the shooter was a loon to some degree, you know, not just a vegan, but a vegan on steroids, so to say. She was just eaten up with it. So crazy left. And so if they go after her, they're going after one of their own.
So they're going after themselves, right?
Yeah, just better to pass this one up if you're a celebrity.
Well, that reeks of hypocrisy, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. No doubt about that.
And for the mainstream media not to cover that is simply put a lie of omission, isn't it?
Yeah, it's typical, though. Typical. But, yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is an omission for sure, but what else would you expect from a group of people who spend every waking moment trying to find leverage for another gun law?
And including the photographs of the people that you have on your column, which is titled Hawkins, Why Celebrities Couldn't Use the YouTube HQ Shooting to Push Gun Control, in the the photograph headlining the column is all of those loudmouth gun control advocates using and carrying firearms in action sequences in all of their movies. But that's okay because it's just a movie, right?
Right, that's right. Well, you know, and I wrote, and I'm not going afield here. I wrote on Robert De Niro this week, and De Niro came right out and said that he doesn't see a problem with pushing gun control and acting with guns. So he doesn't see a problem with him doing that. So that's how these folks think. The hypocrisy. They don't even see their own hypocrisy. Let's just put it that way.
All right, so I guess he would have no problem playing a character in a movie that would inject heroin into a minor because it's just a movie and it's not real, even though it glorifies drug use that a minor might see. This is interesting stuff. You know, Robert De Niro, unfortunately, is one of my favorite actors, but he's making it very difficult for me to ever want to watch one of his films ever again. I haven't in several months, and I don't know that I will. Back with AWR Hawkins, and we come back. We've got some audio for you that's just brilliant.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, if you've been watching the news lately, you know that mass shootings and terror attacks can happen to anyone, anytime. It can feel like we're helpless to stop them, but that ends today. For a very limited time, you can claim the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA completely free. It's brand new, and it's completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your copy in seconds. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with all the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have. But this is only available for a few more days. And it even comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded so you can listen whenever you want. Get your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Indeed it is. MyPillow.com. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. Let's go here.
He kept a picture on the wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still stop loving her today.
haven't heard today.
That's A.W.R. Hawkins. I'm talking to him right now. The many talents of A.W.R. Hawkins. Welcome back to the show, A.W.R. It's great to have you here.
Hi, great to be with you.
Nice work, brother. Really do. Really, really think that's great. All right, listen. You've got audio up. Now, most people have heard this. And I want your take here. I spoke with, and I know you know where I'm going with this. I know you do. You're going to figure it out very quickly. And listen, I want you to pay very careful attention here because you remember Susanna Hupp. I spoke with Susanna Hupp today. She's a dear friend of mine. She lives down in Texas. You know Susanna Hupp from surviving the 1991 Luby's Killing Texas massacre when George Chouinard got out of his truck after crashing it through a wall in the restaurant and subsequently murdered 23 people, including her mother and father, who were having lunch with her and a friend in that restaurant sitting in a booth. It was just a god-awful day. I remember it like it was yesterday. Susanna Hupp gave an epic takedown at a U.S. Senate panel hearing, and one of those panel members was Chuck Schumer, who looked at her glibly and smugly just like he does today. And I have to take this opportunity. New York, you're listening in a number of stations throughout the state, in New York City, out on the island and upstate. That's the best you got, is this guy, after all these years? Really? We can't do any better than this? Thanks for thrusting him down the throat of every other American. Just so you know, the rest of us are sick of the guy, okay? But after all these years, he's still there. AWR, you remember that takedown that she gave to the Senate hearing? Remember that?
Yes.
It changed things, didn't it?
Right.
Take a listen to this from Mark Robinson in Greensboro City Council. This was wonderful. Here we go. And it rivals that.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes. Okay. I didn't have time to prepare.
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court. That's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to, you know, I didn't have the resource of an English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today and be, you know, brought over here or practice or anything. What I really came down here for is this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to blame, put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today, gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community, because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law. I follow the law. I'll bring my guns down here. I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. As what I see, we demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals and the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fists thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city, and I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding, and they follow the law, and they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. They're no military-grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military-grade weapon. Anybody that would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
AWR, you want to add anything to that?
You can't add to it. I mean, you just can't. That's incredible.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And I thought about my friend Susanna Hupp immediately. And here's what I thought. This was almost as if it were a passing of the torch. Let me explain what I mean by that. Susanna Hupp's epic speech and epic takedown of that Senate panel and that smug Chuck Schumer was brilliant in the early 90s. And it was a game changer. Susanna Hupp went on to become a Texas state legislator, a best-selling author, and she changed law and she changed minds, not just in Texas, but around the country. All we've been hearing from the loony left, as Mark Robinson put it in this brilliant takedown of the Greensboro City Council in North Carolina in an attempt to ban gun shows, that's what that hearing was about, that he got up and spoke. All we've been hearing was from the loony left. This man stands up, and in today's media environment with 24-hour news and cycles, and thank God we've got places like Fox News that did get this out there, and websites and shows like this that put it out there, this went viral. AWR, I believe this is a game changer. I believe this man's speech has the ability to change the narrative somewhat, doesn't it?
Yeah, if it brings down enough shame on that mayor. The mayor's pushing that. That needs to be emphasized. The mayor's name is Nancy Vaughn. She's a Democrat. No surprise there. But this is her puppy. She's pushing this ban on gun shows. So that's what has to happen. Mr. Robinson's wonderful speech, and that's what it was. It has to bring down enough pressure on her that she has to pack up her ignorant ideas and let go of it. Just give it up. And that's what we've got to have happen. So going to have pressure put on her, and everybody's going to need to call, email. If you live in the Greensboro area, you need to let that mayor know that this is perhaps the dumbest single idea you've ever heard in your life.
Just one from a number of Democrats. Greensboro, you're listening. Raleigh, you're listening. Charlotte, you're listening. Statesboro, you're listening. And a number of others. Bring the weight down on it. Call that mayor in Greensboro and let them know, as a North Carolina resident, what you think. We're going to wrap up this hour with AWR Hawkins when we come back. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Do you want to improve your reaction time and accuracy? Would you simply like to shoot better? The Targetize rail-mounted motion sensor helps you understand where your shooting needs work and shows you how to improve it. The virtual coaching app developed by military and special forces veterans gives instant feedback to help you understand and visualize shot placement immediately after each shot. Practice anytime with your actual firearm in one of three modes: live fire, dry fire, or CO2. Targetize can help you to never miss again. Visit Targetize, that's TARGETIZE.com for more information.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, you are live. Coast to coast, from those toasty beaches in South Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska, and every state in between. Mississippi, Super Talk stations, love you guys. Being heard from all four corners of the state, across the entire state on about a dozen radio stations there, you Super Talk. Love you guys. Got some new sponsors coming up. One of them's in Mississippi. Yeah, my head's in Mississippi. We'll be talking about that coming up over the course of the next couple weeks. Can't wait to let that cat out of the bag. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's just between you and me right now. ArmedandResponsible.com, very, very important. That thing is not going to be there much longer. It hasn't been up real long. I'm talking about the USCCA's Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide. Make sure to go get that. Go get the audio version. I told you a couple segments ago, if you're having trouble downloading the audio, let me know. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. I'll be more than happy to send you a direct link. We've been able to do it before. Very few of you are, but some will. Some devices don't like things. If that's the case, let me know. I promise we'll get a fix. Either I'll send it to you directly, or I'll get you a fix out there or something over the airwaves, okay? ArmedAndResponsible.com. The last ad you heard coming in was from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. What an amazing company and amazing guy that he is. Telling all the pushers of all the lefties, we're not dropping any advertising. None. And what does that mean? That means he's right here firmly with Armed American Radio, and we're helping him and he's helping us. Use that promo code AAR. If you need a good night's sleep,
Take advantage of the 50% off that he gives out. You hear the ads everywhere. And use the AAR promo code. And guess what? We continue to explode this radio show all over the country. And I just gave you three new affiliates in the first hour. Very important. Warfightertobacco.com. Warfightertobacco.com. Unleash the warfighter in you. All the accessories, the coffee, the cigars, the apparel, it's all there at warfightertobacco.com. The promo code is also AAR. We've got a bunch of new sponsors getting ready to come on board here as well. And don't forget, of course, crossbreedholsters.com, the studio named after them for a reason. You're wearing a crossbreed, you got the best of the best. You know it, I know it. AWR Hawkins knows it because he's written about it. And one more thing. Well, guess what? Grilling While Armed is coming up in the next hour with George the Mad Ogre Hill. I just got a Lang barbecue smoker delivered, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in some detail. And I'm going to give out my famous Texas barbecue meatloaf recipe for you because you got to have it to kick off the season. And I'll tell you how I did it in a Lang barbecue smoker coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. George Hill's going to pair it up with a good gun, and I'm going to see if he can guess what I wore when I first burnt that new smoker in. New cooker, new gun, put two and two together. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR Hawkins, it's been a crazy 2 weeks, man, to say the least. Two things. Do you think any American should give a flying crap what a British subject by the name of Piers Morgan says or thinks about our right to keep and bear arms at all?
No.
Should he even be acknowledged by anybody at this stage of the game?
No. I mean, I wrote about him simply because I was making fun of him. And that's the bottom line. I didn't write about him because he's relevant. I didn't write about him because I believed that someone was actually going to listen to him. I was just making fun of him. I was on his show once, and anybody who wants to take a bet with me can take a bet with me and prove me wrong. But I smoked him on the show. It was when he was on CNN. Mm-hmm. And I had a glorious old time with him. And when I wrapped up being on with him, I was told by a producer, you did a great job, and you'll never be on again. And those were the two statements. You did a great job, and you'll never be on again.
Who told you that? One of his producers?
Well, wasn't one of his, but someone who's associated. I'm just not naming names, but someone who knows. And I've made fun of him ever since I did, ever since then. Because he's a classic leftist who controls. He can't win the argument, so he controls the argument. And by that I mean he makes sure that the only people arguing with him are people either he's capable of beating or people he can shut up on demand with a mute button. And so he's a weak man, and he's goofy as a pet alligator.
Yeah, I see a lot of tweets, and I see people going back from him, back and forth with these tweets. And I put out a tweet the other day. I said, really, seriously, does anybody care what a British subject thinks about your right to keep and bear arms? The answer to that is no. Turn the guy off.
No.
Don't let him bother you, man. Don't engage with the guy. He doesn't matter. He's irrelevant. Who gives a crap what he thinks? It just really, truly doesn't make any difference. And I'm glad you wrote that because it's true. It highlights a lot, about the fact that he's even talking. This is how loony the left is right now. The endorphins are still flowing, really, from the march. Some of the loony left is still there. You know, the endorphins are bouncing off the inside of their skull right now, and some of them are still crazy. So, and he's one of them. But, again, he's irrelevant. He's not a U.S. citizen. I don't give a crap what he thinks about us, our Constitution. Nothing. Couldn't care less. Okay, moving on. You know, you mentioned Robert De Niro. I don't really want to waste any more time with him. But so let's go to a Georgia sheriff. This is kind of a happy ending story. There's a Georgia sheriff, and you wrote it. I'll give you the headline. Georgia sheriff's concealed carry sign. If you kill someone, we might kill you back. Now, as you know, this is a very gun-friendly state. Sheriff Mike Jolly writes, our citizens have concealed weapons. If you kill someone, we might kill you back. We have one jail and 356 cemeteries. Enjoy your stay. And that's a real sign in a real town, in a real county in Georgia, isn't it, AWR Hawkins?
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. It's a good state. Probably the best statement I've heard since. Of course, they don't teach this in school anymore. But used to in school, you would read about not just the federal leaders, but Confederate leaders too. You would read both sides of history, and you used to read Forrest, Nathaniel Bedford Forrest. He was the one, I believe, that said, "No man killeth me and liveth." And I thought of that immediately when I saw the sheriff's comment. That same deal that, you know, if you kill one of us, we might kill you back. And it just sends a message. It sends a message. You're dealing with a group of people who don't really feel like it. They don't feel like putting up with it. And if you feel like dishing out some trouble, pick another town. That's the message. I think it's coming across pretty clear.
It is coming across clear, and I'm glad you highlighted it on your piece. You know, because there was a previous sign that you mentioned here that Sheriff Jolly, I say, got famous for. He got a lot of airplay with it, got a lot of television appearances on it, got a lot of FaceTime. And that one previously said, warning, Harris County is politically incorrect. We say Merry Christmas, God bless America, and in God we trust. We salute our troops and our flag. If this offends you, leave. He doesn't want your business if you don't want America's business, is what he's saying. And that's what America is all about. So, he's a guy who spent 20 years, as you point out, in the Army, and he made it clear that he can handle it if people disagree with his point of view, yet he stressed, hopefully if they disagree, they can voice that opinion. But if it offends them, truly offends them, maybe they're in the wrong country.
Right.
And I don't see anything wrong with saying that. Do you?
No, I don't either. I mean, it goes back to Merle Haggard, you know. If you don't like it, leave it. Let this song I sing be a warning. And it's just how it is. I mean, I'm so sick of these people, whether it's in a county, whether it's in a city, or whether it's in the nation, that they're here and all they can do is tell us how bad here is. If here is so bad, Canada's just a little bit north. If here
Mexico
is, so bad,
is just a little bit south. AWR Hawkins, I got to cut it, brother. Thank you, man, for everything you do. I'm glad you had a great Easter and some time with your family. Looking forward to bringing you back next week. As usual, as always, great work at Breitbart.com. You can check out AWR Hawkins on Twitter at AWR Hawkins. You can check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/AWR Hawkins, and on Instagram at AWR_Hawkins, I believe. I think that's right. Just check him out. You search him. You'll find him in there everywhere on your Instagram. When we come back, we're going to do some grilling while armed. We're going to talk some firearms with George the Mad Ogre Hill, who makes a return appearance here on Armed American Radio. And we're going to be cooking on a lang, I'm telling you, man. And remember, until we meet again, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you right after this with the Mad Ogre.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.